Hope, farewell, adieu to all pleasure. No torment so great as love with despair. Sylvia frowns my endeavors to please her, and laughs at those pains she makes me to bear. Life's my disease, and there is no cure but death's cruel dart that must set me at ease. When I'm no more, then she may grieve for him who, while living, she never would relieve. In the world, so charming a creature, my fancy tells me I never beheld. Splendid beauty is grace in each feature that with love raptures I strangely am filled. Here I lie slain with darts of disdain, while Sylvia's hard heart will not pity my pain. But let her know, for this her hate, she may much repent it when as it is too late. Can you be so desperate, cruel, as for your sake to let death by my doom? Love is like the unquenchable fuel in which all glory and life will consume. Still you despise my sorrowful cries, and over your lover doth still tyrannize. But when kind death shall set me free, you may be rewarded for this your cruelty. When the world shall read this sad story, which here I write with a trembling quill, showing how you have blasted my glory, oh, will they not count you a tyrant still? Then let me find my Sylvia more kind to comfort and cherish my troubled mind. For if I go to the shades below, 'tis you are the cause of my final overthrow. My grief is never lamented by she whom I do so dearly adore. With her frowns I am daily tormented. No creature for love sure did e'er suffer more. Cupid's keen dart has wounded my heart. I never, no, never did feel greater smart. Here a poor slave one smile does crave. or else you will send him soon to the silent grave. In your charms I dearly delighted, and ever thought you my heaven to be. Yet by you I was ever more slighted, and now you make a poor martyr of me. Won't you therefore your captive restore, who sues for your love and desires no more? You may be sure pains I endure, and 'tis in your power either to kill or cure. In a sad and sorrowful ditty, with sighs and tears I have sent forth my moan. Yet my fair one affords me no pity, but lets me languish to death all alone. This very day now I must away, both strength, heart, and spirits with life does decay. More than untrue, Sylvia, was you, and therefore farewell, for I bid the world adieu.